Clement Maniatella.
702. Let's walk the talk.
So we started a new series about 2 weeks ago. And this is a series about sitas. And I said to you, I want us to do as many of these sitas as possible. I think in total, they're around 21 or so. And these are the sector education and training authorities, statutory bodies that were established under the Skills Development Act and are meant to facilitate skills development with specific economic sectors within those sectors. And the questions we've really been asking over the last 2 weeks is whether the sitas are playing the role that they should be playing to support government with skills development and job creation. Are they adequately addressing our national skills deficit to meet the needs of our economy? So in essence, what we're trying to figure out through this feature is what's working and what's not working with our sitas. We started with the acting CEO at MeSita. Last week, we spoke to the CEO of MICT Sita. And today, we're speaking to Tom Mkhwanazi, who is the CEO of the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority, which is quite an important Sita. And he'll tell us more about it. But if you want to join this conversation, 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. Tom, thank you so much for making time for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and the listeners at home.
Let's just start with explaining what the wholesale and retail sector SITA is all about. What do you cover?
So we basically cover the wholesale and retail sector. So it means where you are selling stuff or you are transporting stuff, storing stuff, and you're moving it into a retail, a small retail, or a shop, or a spaza shop, or any form of a person that is selling stuff. Trade, Woolworths, Checkers, small spaza shops, fewer retailers, guys that are selling spares. So it's quite
broad.
It's quite a broad sector.
Yeah. How are you working with those businesses then to facilitate the skills development and training?
So we obviously, I'm sure you, my colleagues have indicated, we almost do similar programs. We do learnerships. We do work integrated learning where we get young people to get workplace experience. But we also do programs that focuses on SMMEs. So WNR SITA, for example, has got four programs in that particular area where we focus on SMMEs, so a small SMME that is well established, or we look at the informal traders, you know, the mama at the corner, the spaza shop out there, community-based organizations that are playing in the wholesale-like cooperatives. You'll find them mostly in rural areas. We then focus on entrepreneurship, where we're looking at young people that want to come into the space and be retailers.
Yeah. So you mentioned the informal traders. Earlier on, you mentioned spaza shops. How do you get involved there? Is that a matter of training for the people who, you know, are in charge of these establishments?
Yes, so we do a lot of training through obviously, remember the SITA facilitates, and you've indicated that aptly earlier, that we facilitate. So we use providers and other organizations that we partner with in order to train and capacitate these spaza shops and informal traders so that they do not look at their business as just subsistence, hand to mouth, that these are businesses that they can grow. And the majority of businesses that we have in South Africa that are big started at that level. So we capacitate them in bookkeeping, customer service, understanding that they're big. Our motto in wholesale and retail is it's small business, it's big business.
Yes.
Because it will take you to the next level.
Absolutely. How do they get those services though? Because I do find that some people in our in sections of our society don't know about the SITAs and the support that is available. So if there's a retailer out there listening, someone who's in informal trading or a spaza shop owner who's listening and says, I actually need to be capacitated, I would need some assistance with bookkeeping, How do they get hold of these programs that you help facilitate?
You know, we try various methods to get them to be part of the program. Firstly, we encourage them to be part of, organized organizations, you know,
associations of
sort. Yeah. We work with municipalities. We work with tribal authorities. We also, through the word of mouth, try and create what I would call advocacy programs, where we go out into communities and we just talk to the communities and we get people together to share the opportunities that exist. A number of organizations would come to us and they would say to us, you know, people do not know what the CETA does. Mm. So we will then say to that organization, tell us the number of people that we are going to get where, and we want those organizations to assist us to move into the areas where we cannot get to. Because, you know, you can try, a lot of people use social media, especially in rural areas, even in urban areas, because people really, not all of us are not savvy, technically.
Yeah. So this country has a big informal economy. I'm just wondering what opportunities are available for those businesses and SMEs from what you've observed.
I mean, the sector, you know, in the retail space, it's 189 billion rands. Yeah, so it's quite a huge, and they call it a hidden economy. So what we usually do is that we don't work with ourselves only, we work also with the Department of, in the provinces. We work with CEDA, or which now is called CEDFA. We work with all the other organizations so that we can get to as many people as possible. And we then also enter into partnerships. For example, we've got a partnership that we've done with CEDFA, where we were just focusing on about 2,000. Spaza shops that we worked with in the last 2 years, last year, in the last financial year, and the financial year that is ending now in March. Mm. But we also work with, as I indicated, with some other community-based organizations where we can really, put in programs. And we've got a program, for example, in KwaZulu-Natal, in the Mandeni area, where we've worked with them. The Department of Economic Development there, where we've assisted a lot of spaza shops there for bulk buying, and it's working very well. So the department has came in with their gadgets, and we, to assist so that they can be able to order online. And that is considered bulk buying, and from ourselves we assist with training. So we do really a number of programs. I mean, if I can just indicate to you, Northwest, Limpopo, everywhere, and we've got a footprint all over the country.
Yeah. It's 14 minutes now before 11 o'clock. After the break, I want to hear from you as well. Maybe you have interfaced with the Wholesale and Retail Sector Education and Training Authority. That's the focus this morning on our third installment of our series about CETAs. You can call us on 011-883-0702. Maybe you've got a question. Maybe you want to share your experience. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Simplify your 2025 at Checkers. And